It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Time for a little spring break for the Sound Kitchen, but don't worry, I've left a nice hot meal for you on the stove. One of the first This I Believe essays. This program originally aired in December 2010. This I Believe is a regular feature on the Sound Kitchen. It's a listener essay contest inspired by the American journalist Edward Murrow. Every night on his radio show in the 1950s, a listener would read an essay about the principles that guided his life. This is how Murrow introduced the series.
This I Believe. By that name, we bring you a new series of radio broadcasts presenting the personal philosophies of thoughtful men and women in all walks of life. In this brief time each night, a banker or a butcher, a painter or a social worker, people of all kinds who need have nothing more in common than integrity, a real honesty, will talk out loud about the rules they live by, the things they have found to be the basic values in their lives.
I hope you'll be inspired by these essays to reflect on what you believe and to write it down and send it to me. I'll call you and we'll record it over the phone, and of course, we'll send you a present for your participation. This week's essay is by Nigerian Ijeoma Bristol.
I believe that miracles do happen, small ones and big ones. Big ones like the survival for so many days, so many weeks and months of the Chilean miners thought to have perished after the collapse of the mine where they were working. Small ones like meeting the right person at the right time in the right place. I believe that there are angels amongst us who do make miracles happen. The doctor about to go off duty, forgetting the weariness of the long hours, the tiredness of the feet, and the pull of her bed to rest her weary bones, goes beyond the call of duty to attend to and deliver a bleeding pregnant woman, a foreigner in a strange land. The doctor identifying and bonding with a long-lost sister, separated through adoption, separated by oceans, new cultures and experiences, but reunited by the invisible pull of Mother Africa. Sisters reunited in the emergency and delivery room, in a land alien to them both, yet home to them. Yes, I believe that miracles still happen, big ones and small ones. The miracle of survival, the miracle of love transmitted by touch through a small hole of an incubator, the touch transmitting love and encouragement, literally willing the premature baby to fight for each breath, to fight to live in spite of the abrupt separation of mother and child by the cut of the umbilical cord, to live, reestablishing the connection of two souls, one tiny and struggling to live, the other weak in pain, unable to walk, bonding through prayer and songs of praise. I believe in the miracle of life, of bonds created through the miracle of the umbilical cord, the link between mother and child that ties them together forever, even after being severed at birth. I believe that angels walk amongst us here on earth, sent by God to intercede and make things right. The perfect stranger who comes to your aid after a ghastly road accident. The doctor who works a triple shift to ensure you get appropriate attention. The stranger who, though not knowing you, prays intensely for you to overcome difficulties. The neighbor who rescues a young child from potential abductors. The list is endless. Yes, I believe that everyone has a purpose, that angels walk and live amongst us, and that anyone could be an angel or could be touched by an angel.
Mrs. Bristol is the wife of Nigeria's current ambassador to France. They live in Paris. She asked me to play Paul Simon's Mother and Child Reunion. Here you are, EJ.
For the life of me, remember a Saturday. I know they say let it be, but it just don't work out that way. the course of a lifetime runs over and over again. No, I would not give you false hope on this strange and mournful day, but the mother and child reunion is only a motion away. Oh, little darling of mine, I just can't believe it so. Though it seems strange to say, I've never been late so low. Such a mysterious way, and the course of lifetime runs over and over again. But I would not give you false hope on this strange and mournful day, when the mother and child reunion is only a motion away.
Mother and Child Reunion by Paul Simon. Music requested by this week's This I Believe essayist, Ijeoma Bristol. Since this program aired, Mrs. Bristol has served as Nigeria's ambassador to Portugal. That's all for today. Be sure and tune in next week, same time, same place, and see if you won the quiz about Ethiopia's new prime minister. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, and talk to you next week.